1270 The Buzz.
1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome to Broadview on this 10th anniversary of 9/11. Is that on everybody's mind, JP? Everybody's mind.
It's all over the news, isn't it?
It's everywhere. Yeah, it was quite the day. And we're going to definitely talk about that next hour. Got a lot of different things to talk about on that. How are you? How was your week, JP?
My week was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
How about yours, Amy? Amy's here with me, too.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Shut up. You had a
fantastic.
Wonderful.
That's
good. Well, there were some hot topics this week, some things to talk about. Of course, President Obama's speech on jobs.
Oh, boy.
Did you catch it? Everybody catch it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he spoke eloquently as usual.
I know.
That teleprompter, though, it's his buddy.
Well, hey, I wish I had a teleprompter in here. I'd be a whole lot better, too. You know? But I think he did a good job of speaking. Did you see passion and fireworks? Was it different for you, Amy? Fireworks?
I thought there was some forced fireworks.
Yes.
I thought he was forcing himself to be emotional.
I agree.
Do you want to know what I think? I think it was a sophomoric high school type speech. It was just inappropriate.
He's quite the professor, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And he gets things wrong. You know, he threw in a phrase that wasn't in his prepared remarks where he called Abraham Lincoln the founder of the Republican Party.
Eek.
That's not true.
Oh, gosh.
Did he? I didn't hear
that.
Didn't
it wasn't in his transcript, so he just kind of threw it in. Founder of the Republican Party.
Wow.
No, he didn't.
And anybody who knew was going, there you go again, Obama.
He just speaks so well, though. You really want to believe him. And your heart just gets pulled by him. But then you watch what he does and you go, what? Really?
The words don't fit the action.
Yeah.
You know, to me.
That's what I think, too.
Did you hear anything that made you optimistic?
Not me. How about you, Amy?
In my heart, I was. In my mind, I said, okay, more of the same.
Yep, more of the same.
Did you? That was kind of the common thread there, the common thought.
And here's the most irritating thing. How many times did he say, pass this bill?
Pass this
like
bill.
Like he's talking to school children. And what the public needs to realize is there's no bill to pass. He didn't actually write a bill. The man has never written a bill since he became president.
Well, that's futuristic.
He's just got
some
vague ideas. There's no bill for the Congress to pass.
He's thinking about a bill.
Yeah.
And that's what we got.
So pass it when you figure out how to write it.
Tax breaks for companies that are hiring those unemployed for more than 6 months.
See?
Sure.
And I think we need to get the government out of the business of picking the winners and losers in the economy.
Well, that's what he said in his speech. Did he not? He did make that comment, but then he
turns right around.
Again.
Yeah, he double talks.
Yes.
He waits to see how the crowd feels.
Maybe.
Oh, they warmed up to that. So then he throws in, how about extension of jobless benefits?
Yeah.
Let's extend those.
We can
for
extend the jobless benefits and cut the debt and pay for this and do that. And we can even, you know,
who's writing
cure
this
cancer
stuff? Who's writing
if we
this
just
stuff?
Pass this bill.
And he said, keep jobs right here. We all know that. We need to educate our children so they're smarter than kids in India and China. How long is that going to take?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said that. We need to tax the wealthy, cooperation to ensure.
Is he saying our kids are dumb?
Yeah. Yeah, he's living in a fantasy world. Attacks the corporations and the rich, and that's okay with all of us as long as we're not rich.
Okay, stop right there.
What?
So what are the things you just mentioned?
Mm-hmm.
Keep our jobs here in the United States.
Right.
And make the corporations pay taxes. And who's the specially invited guest sitting next to his wife in the gallery? F. Imelt from GE, who's just moved a bunch of jobs to China and who's... corporation didn't pay any income taxes.
Well, and that's why he said, watch how this goes over. We'll get you back.
So why? And he's the one in charge of your jobs program, and his own company is moving jobs to China.
Construction. They said to hire veterans. They're going to give incentives for the construction opportunities and veterans. And I went online and saw a lot of comments that said, well, that doesn't affect me. Construction or hiring the veterans. But I do think it's a good idea. But I don't know how he plans to make that happen.
No idea.
How's he going to plan?
Many of these
more
things
taxes.
Sound good when they're words, but when they actually turn into government regulations, they wreck our
there
lives.
There it is. It wrecks everything.
Just get out of the
reason.
Way, government. Just leave us alone and
it's
let us get back to work.
Too convoluted.
Well, you know what they said? They said that his model was a Georgia plan that's really in effect right now. And what that plan is that an employer hires someone for 6 weeks. You see how they do. And during that 6 weeks, They don't pay for that employee. They continue to get their benefits. And then after 6 weeks, they can decide if they're going to hire them and actually make them a part of the company.
Like probation.
Yeah, and opinion. the unemployment.
They don't pay that.
No, they pick up, unemployment pays it.
So let's interject some common sense. If you're an employer who gets an employee for how long, six weeks?
Yeah, 6 weeks.
And for free?
For free.
What are you going to have a tendency to decide at the end of that 6 weeks?
Forget it, I need someone
new.
Yeah,
get me a new guy for free 6 weeks.
I want someone who's on unemployment.
Yeah. For some reason, the government bureaucrats can never figure out these common sense things.
Solutions, yeah.
Now, did anything that he proposed feel permanent to either one of you? Did it feel like there was anything in there that was had any permanence to it that was really going to work and have any permanence?
Increased taxes. I'm a little permanent there. In his mind.
No, that is not going to happen.
In his mind,
well,
I
think he's on a permanent campaign for re-election. How about that?
Do you believe that?
He left town and immediately went off on the lecture circuit so he can give some more speeches. He needs to get back in the White House and actually write a bill that he wants Congress to pass.
I think maybe he knows he's not going to make it again. He's planning his future.
Oh.
And how about that claim that everything is paid for? He said that a few times.
Yeah, what was up with that?
This is all paid for.
This is all paid for.
No, it's
not. Well, it's paid for after the committee, after the 12-member super committee decides what they're going
to
cut.
Yeah, he just punted that part of it over to the committee and said, well, figure out how to pay for this.
As soon as you cut that, what is it, $1.5 trillion on the deficit, then this plan might work. But we don't even know how they're going to do that. Are they going to cut defense? Medicare, for sure. Mm-hmm. Some tax reform.
I don't think you
can wealthy.
Cut either one of those right now.
It's the super committee. They had their first meeting last Thursday. 6 senators, 6 House members.
And how were those chosen again, these 6 or 12?
Harry Reid and John Boehner picked them.
Yeah. Did you see, by the way, speaking of Boehner, did you see him sitting back there? I mean, he was not going to respond to anything Obama said.
He giggled once. He snickered once.
Yeah. When Biden stood up and he saw his pants were ripped in the back, he giggled.
There was a Washington Post column that complained that some of the Republicans laughed at certain parts of the speech when the president was being very serious, and they were snickering.
That's because they don't believe him.
Well,
nobody believes him anymore.
Serious again.
I don't.
Serious
another
again.
Half a trillion dollars? Come on. We've got to stop this.
Okay, so the speech was a wash. But the 12 members did have their first meeting last Thursday, the super committee, and they are cutting the U.S. budget deficit by $1.5 trillion.
They're supposed to.
Spending the former Club for Growth president said in a phone interview with MarketWatch that it's an artificial way that the government tries to conjure up demand. The philosophy puts 49-year-old senators on a collision course with Democrats. Their whole preface of what they're going to cut and what they're not, it's not bipartisan. It's supposed to be a bipartisan panel. And that word I'm so sick of.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I'm so sick of that word.
I'd be very surprised if anything comes out of that committee.
Well, something has to. They've been appointed to cut that $1.5 trillion, and they better get to it.
What do we get them? What do we get them for 6 weeks?
We also have a provision in that formation of that committee that says if they don't come up with anything, then certain mandatory cuts take place. So that's what they're going to.
And what are those? Do we know those mandatory cuts? That'll be Medicare and
across the board things, including defense and things like that.
Do you think they should cut some defense, JP?
I think they've done enough of that.
You think they've cut enough?
I don't know about that.
You can't keep bombing Libya and Afghanistan and having guys in Iraq and spending all this money and keep cutting the budget.
Can't we bring them home?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Well, that's Amy Cozy. Cozy little Amy.
Well, you know, that's Ron Paul's position.
Not all of them. No, not all of them, because we still need them, of course.
Well, a majority of those polled, 57%, said they still support the decision to go to war in Afghanistan. Half of the respondents, that's 50%, say they now believe the United States has invested too much in troops and treasure there. At this point, a large majority... treasure.
What does that mean?
Troops and treasure there. Yeah. Well, they've been looking for treasure, you know.
What?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Really?
Yeah, that's part of their... Yeah, that's part of what they're doing over there. Like, you didn't know that?
No.
I thought you knew everything.
What kind of treasure?
I thought I did, too.
Wow.
Gold. Bullion. Ooh,
nice. Okay.
Okay, at this point, a large majority, 73%, want the U.S. to reduce the number of troops in Afghanistan, but less than half want them to be withdrawn completely out. Like Amy said, get them out of there.
Not totally.
So the president's strategy on Afghanistan wins wide support from Democrats as well as Republicans, the poll found. The Republicans are happy that, well, you know, come on. Before I decided I was a Republican.
Oh, you are?
I haven't decided yet.
She's a moderate.
Before I thought I was.
My influence is starting to have an effect.
Yeah, a little bit of an effect. a little bit of an effect.
Bravo.
I thought warmongers, still, all the war, all the killing, this is my place, this is my land, this land is your land. I didn't like it. I don't like war. I think men out there beating up each other. Now we got the women involved too. I mean, there used to be a time when we just nurses,
right,
you know,
right.
But now it isn't. So I don't agree with war. I don't.
Oh, I think that's a completely rational position. So you shouldn't be ashamed of that position.
Thank you so much.
That's right.
Yeah, it is true.
I think 99.9% of the professional military personnel would agree with your position right there.
Fight.
They're against war.
Fight over our borders. That's what the Constitution was for.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them out. Keep the terrorism. Fight on terrorism. You know, they've just passed a law. Did you see that? We'll talk about that, I guess, next hour. They talked about the law that they just passed for the CIA. Oh, yeah, big bucks, big money. They're not cutting no budget there,
Well,
baby.
Before we leave this military thing, the big issue this week was the president has decided to reduce Iraq down to just about zero.
Yeah.
And apparently this was a surprise because the military and the advisors had all thought they'd agreed on about cutting it down to about 10,000 guys.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, the president announced that they're cutting it down to 3,000 by the end of this year, which is just a couple months away.
Well, that was part of his campaign speech, that he was going to take them out of Afghanistan. So they're going to...
No, Iraq.
I mean, Iraq. Yeah, Iraq.